This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Election Commission of India announced the election schedule for the Bihar Assembly today. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar said the election for the 243-member assembly will be conducted in two phases on 6th and 11th November this year. In the first phase, the voting will be held on 121 assembly seats, while in the second phase, 122 constituencies will go to polls.
Bihar ke chunav do phases mein honge.
The assembly elections in Bihar will be held in two phases. The gazette notification for the first phase will be issued on the 10th of October and for the second phase on the 13th. The last date for filing of nominations for the first phase will be the 17th and for the second phase the 20th. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 18th and 21st. The last day for withdrawal of nominations will be 20th October and 23rd October. The date of polling will be 6th of November Thursday for the first phase and 11th of November Tuesday for the second phase. Counting of votes will be held on 14th November and the entire election process will be completed by 16th November.
Chunavi prakriya 16 November tak samapt kar li jaye.
The assembly elections in Bihar will be held in two phases. The gazette notification for the first phase will be issued on 10th of October and for the second phase on 13th. The last date for filing of nominations for the first phase will be 17th and for the second phase 20th. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 18th and 21st. The last date for withdrawal of nominations will be 20th October and 23rd October. The date of polling will be 6th of November, Thursday for the first phase and 11th of November, Tuesday, for the second phase. Counting of votes will be held on 14th November and the entire election process will be completed by 16th November. With the announcement of poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force in Bihar. The chief election commissioner said over 90,712 polling booths will be set up for the 7 crore 43 lakh voters in the state. In Bihar, there are total 243 assembly seats, and out of this, 38 seats are reserved for scheduled caste and 2 for scheduled tribe. Mr. Kumar said for the first time, one general observer will be deployed in each constituency to work as the eye and ear of the commission. The chief election commissioner also announced by-election for 8 assembly seats in 7 states. These assembly constituencies are Badgaon and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Garhshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram, and Naupada in Odisha. The by-elections will be held on 11th November and counting of votes will take place with Bihar elections. Aam Aadmi Party today released its first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections, and the party has fielded Dr. Meera Singh from Begusarai constituency, Dr. Pankaj Kumar Barbrankipur, Ashok Kumar Singh from Govind Ganj seat, and Arun Kumar Rajak from Phulwadi assembly constituency. Tickets also have been given to Shubhda Yadav from Binipati assembly seat, Mahanu Bharatiya from Kasba, and Ashraf Alam from Kisanganj assembly constituency. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal launched India's Unified Payments Interface UPI at the Lulu Mall in Doha, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between India and Qatar. The launch symbolizes growing trust across borders and aims to enhance ease of transaction for citizens and businesses in two nations. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal thanked Qatar National Bank for integrating the UPI into their payment systems. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice B.R. Gavai, following an attempt attack on him inside the Supreme Court today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the attack on Justice B.R. Gavai has angered every citizen. In the Women's ODI World Cup cricket, South Africa defeated New Zealand by 6 wickets at Holkar Stadium in Indore. South Africa comfortably surpassed the target of 232 runs, scoring 234 runs for 4 in 40.5 overs. Earlier, New Zealand were bundled out in 47.5 overs, scoring 231 runs. Total 8 teams are participating in the World Cup. Indian women defeating Sri Lanka and Pakistan are having 4 points on the top. And that's the end of the news bulletin.